Joining me now in studio, we have special guest candidate Dan Sullivan. He's a Republican running for Congress in the 9th Congressional District. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine, and good morning to your audience.
Oh, we're glad to see you here. You have a very dynamic campaign that you're running. You hope to be the next congressman from the 9th Congressional District. If people don't know you, tell me a little bit about what they need to know about you.
Sure. I think there are a couple of key points. One is I do work as a registered nurse. I love caring for my patients and their families. I love advocating for their needs. I work with a tremendous team of professionals that are competent, caring, and compassionate, and they want to see optimal health outcomes for their patients and the families. I think the second thing is I've been a worker bee my whole life. You know, one thing they say about Congress, it's the most overpaid, underworked organization in the country. And I want to change that. I want to go out and I want to work for the working, the middle class, and our seniors. And I think lastly, I am not an expert, but my knowledge base only being an inch deep, but it's a mile wide. So I know a little bit about a lot of things, and that's really important because our country is facing a tremendous amount of challenges, and so you really cannot be a single issue candidate. You've got to know a lot of things about a lot of matters, and so I think those three things would make me a good representative in Congress.
And was there one particular event or a mood that you saw or some particular time or thought about something or vote that you thought, okay, that's it, I'm going to run for office? Was it something like that that inspired you to run?
I think there were three broad issues. I think one is like many Americans, I had some concerns about the integrity of the 2020 election. I don't profess to have any deep knowledge, but I had some general concerns about the integrity. I think two is that we've seen both locally and across the country, I do have some concerns about our criminal justice system. I'm a big proponent in the rule of law without fear or favor. I'm a big proponent of due process of law and equal protection under law. And so I think that that's under threat. And I think the third thing is being a registered nurse working at the bedside in a hospital. What's gone on with our COVID response, what's gone on with the vax mandate, it's really been a tale of two stories. What's been conveyed to the public through our media from our career politicians and bureaucrats, and what's actually happened at the bedside has been a tale of two different stories. So I think all three of those things really prompted me to no longer remain a part of the silent majority and prompted me to get on the ballot and advocate for all of us.
Now, if you win this office, what would be your, say, top two or three priorities as the congressman from the 9th District?
Well, I think number one is the economy. I mean, we have historic inflation. We have an emerging recession. We've got rising interest rates. We've got a sagging stock market. And a bad economy is bad for everybody. The other thing I really fear is I fear that we're going to experience massive corporate layoffs after Labor Day. People are going to be off vacation. People are going back to work, going back to school. So I'm really concerned that we're going to see some widespread layoffs. And that's going to hurt mainly the middle class. I also fear that we're going to see skyrocketing home heat and oil prices this winter. Under the Biden administration, they've retasked our oil refineries to make diesel fuel for Europe to power their agriculture, power their construction, and their transportation industries. And so I fear that we're going to have a shortfall of home heat and oil, and that's going to devastate the working, the middle class, and our senior citizens. So that's number one. Number two, I believe it's border control and security with and the mass illegal migration. As a nurse, I see the effects of the opioid addiction every day. You cannot be for open borders and also work to solve the opioid crisis. 95% of the fentanyl that comes into this country comes up from China through the southern border, and it ends up in our neighborhoods, our communities, this district, this state, and the country. So I want to see us to come up with a common sense immigration policy that makes it easier to become an immigrant, makes it harder to become an illegally, and I like to see priority consideration to those immigrants that have what I call STEM skills and talents. Science, technology, engineering, math.
What about, let me ask you, if people, because we're just running a little bit short on time here, if people want to know more about your issues and your candidacy, is there a website or a Facebook page they can go to?
Sure, there is. You can find me at Nurse Dan ForCongress.org. You can also find me on your favorite social media sites such as Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram at Nurse Dan for Congress. This is a really important election, folks. It's the only congressional election statewide, and there's a total of 18 that's contested. And there are real differences between myself and my opponent. One candidate wants to be someone, and the other candidate, myself, I want to do something, and I want to work for you, the working, the middle class, and the seniors.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Dan Sullivan. He's a Republican running in the primary for the 9th Congressional District. This interview will be up online. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Christine, thank you very much. Go out and vote, folks.
Thank you.